From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. September 11th. Pen and Health, the one that made me reread the abstract, is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Stat. Opinion. I'm a thoracic surgeon in New York City. For many of my patients, Sept. 11 is still not over. In a recent reflection, a thoracic surgeon in New York City shares the ongoing impact of September 11 on his patients, particularly those who were first responders. He recounts a visit with John Aris, a retired police officer who had previously undergone lung surgery for cancer. Each follow-up appointment brings a mix of hope and anxiety, a weight that lingers long after the tragedy. During this visit, the surgeon was able to deliver the reassuring news that John's latest CT scan showed no signs of cancer. This moment underscores the lasting emotional and physical scars that many carry, illustrating how the events of that day continue to shape lives years later. Next, second from Stat. Opinion. I'm a public health communications consultant. Pro-vaccine advocacy needs more fun. The article reflects on the historical moment when America celebrated the success of the polio vaccine in 1955. Thomas Francis Jr. announced the trial results, marking a pivotal point in public health. The author, a public health communications consultant, argues that modern pro-vaccine advocacy could benefit from a similar sense of joy and celebration. They suggest that the current messaging around vaccines often feels too serious or fear-based, which can alienate people. Instead, incorporating fun and engaging elements could help make vaccine advocacy more relatable and appealing. The piece emphasizes the importance of connecting with communities in a positive way, fostering trust and enthusiasm for vaccination. Up next, third from Stat. Stat Plus. Novodies, Novo Nordisk drug failures will likely pop a hole in the balloon of the field. Novodies and Novo Nordisk recently faced setbacks with their cardiovascular drugs, which could have broader implications for the industry. Novodies announced that its drug, pelacarsen, failed in a significant 7-year clinical trial aimed at reducing heart attack and stroke risks by targeting lipoprotein Lp(a). This lipid is linked to increased heart problems, affecting about 20% of the population. Pelacarsen was seen as a pioneering approach in treating high Lp(a) levels, with many other companies also investing heavily in similar therapies. The failure of this trial raises concerns about the viability of this entire class of medications, potentially dampening enthusiasm and investment in Lp(a) treatments across the board. And then, fourth from Stat, Stat Plus, an AI tool aims to catch harder to detect heart attacks and EKGs. A new AI tool from Powerful Medical has received FDA approval to assist in identifying heart attacks during emergencies, which is a big deal since it's one of the few devices to get this classification. Most AI tools for heart conditions focus on early detection, but this one aims to help triage patients already experiencing chest pain. The tool analyzes electrocardiograms, or EC, which are quick tests that measure heart activity. The most critical heart attacks happen when a coronary artery is completely blocked, and recognizing this on an EKG involves spotting specific changes, like ST segment elevations. Getting patients to the right care quickly can significantly improve outcomes, making this AI tool potentially very valuable in emergency situations. While the evidence is still developing, the FDA's rigorous approval process suggests that there's a solid foundation behind this technology. Next, fifth from Dan Harris, Neil Brennan. Talking back to your inner critic, why chasing validation doesn't work, and his harrowing psychedelic journeys. In a recent episode of his podcast, Neil Brennan dives deep into the complexities of self-criticism and the pursuit of validation. He shares insights on how engaging with your inner critic can lead to personal growth, emphasizing that it's not just about silencing that voice, but having a conversation with it. Brennan also reflects on his experiences with psychedelics, noting that sometimes the most challenging trips can be the most transformative, contrasting them with the more pleasant experiences that might not lead to the same level of insight. This ties into his thoughts on the misconception that comedians must be unhappy to create great humor, which he argues is a harmful narrative. He discusses the decoy that keeps intelligent people stuck in a loop of seeking external approval, revealing how this chase can become an addiction. Brennan opens up about his own journey, admitting that despite achieving success, he found it unfulfilling and is now searching for deeper meaning beyond accolades. It's a candid conversation that encourages listeners to rethink their own motivations and the narratives they live by. Up next, sixth from Tell Me Three Good Things, 10 September 2020, 6 till the Three Good Things. The author shares a personal reflection as they prepare for Rosh Hashanah, highlighting two cherished honey jars that symbolize connection and tradition. One jar, a crystal mustard pot, has been passed down through generations, linking family memories and stories. The other, a golden apple-shaped jar, was a thoughtful gift from a friend. Recently, they received a new glass honey jar, adding to the collection. While they acknowledge the sentimental value of these objects, they emphasize that true goodness often lies beyond material possessions, found in nature, kindness, and shared experiences. They invite readers to share their own good things, fostering a sense of community. And then, seventh from Hot Girl Walk Registered, the Hot Girl Walk Registered Your Guts Out Premium. It blends music and movement, creating a fun way to get in some exercise while enjoying the album. The post is available for free, but there's also an option for a paid subscription if you want more exclusive content. It seems like a lighthearted approach to fitness, combining popular music with a walking workout, which might be appealing if you're looking for something fresh and engaging. Next, eighth from Rue Girl, Apple Cider Roast Chicken. This dish layers a whole chicken with apple cider, fresh herbs, garlic, Dijon mustard, and smoked paprika, roasting it over a bed of vegetables until everything is beautifully golden. The pan juices transform into a simple gravy, which adds a cozy touch to the meal. You can customize the vegetables underneath the chickens, sweet potatoes, carrots, or butternut squash all work nicely. While fresh herbs are great, dried ones can do the trick too. Just be careful with sage since it has a strong flavor. And if you're already planning for Thanksgiving, this apple cider herb butter would be fantastic on turkey as well. So keep this recipe in mind for your holiday cooking. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.